Dave Anderson from the Forest Society here.
And Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon for Something Wild. Time again to look at the cool things in your backyard that you just might have overlooked.
I've got something cool this week.
Let's hear it.
Well, you know how biologists like to talk about crocodiles, cassowaries, even chickens as being descendants of the dinosaurs?
Sure.
Well, in your backyard, there's likely something that can trace its ancestry to before the dinosaurs, some 360 million years ago.
Wow. What kind of animal are you talking about?
Not an animal. I'm talking about ferns, man.
No kidding. Have they stayed the same over millions of years?
Well, they were much bigger back then, although there are still a few varieties of tree-sized ferns in tropical and subtropical climates. They all reproduce the same way.
I remember studying flowering plants in my botany class. Flowers are cross-pollinated, create seeds, and disperse them. Then those seeds create a new plant.
But ferns don't flower. Their primitive reproduction method is even older than that of flowering plants.
So they not only predate dinosaurs, they predate flowers.
Exactly. And they're still around because it's a very successful method.
So tell me again, how does it work?
Well, as you said, flowering plants produce seeds. They drop a seed in another plant just like its parent grows in its place.
But that's not how it works with ferns?
No. Ferns don't produce other ferns.
What?
Well, stay with me here. See, instead of seeds, the fern has spores. You can see packets of these spores if you look at the underside of the fern frond. There are these tiny little dots.
Spores? Like a mushroom?
Well, sort of. The spores fall on the ground and they form a gamete.
What's a gamete?
It's like a little plant, but it's almost entirely underground, so we call them the unseen generation. Because when two of these gametes meet, they fuse and form a new fern frond.
So old ferns produce gametes, which produce new ferns.
Right.
And that's how plants reproduced for millions of years?
Yep, until flowering plants evolved. Much more complex strategies.
Such as?
Well, like tricking insects and other animals to pollinate their flowers and also to distribute their seeds.
Cool. So everything a fern needs to reproduce is contained inside those little fiddleheads that are unfurling all around the state right now.
Yeah, and they really are all around the state. Ferns love cool, damp woodlands, and New Hampshire, as you know, is rife with just that kind of habitat.
Sure. I've seen ferns almost every place I go.
There are dozens of fern varieties. The most familiar are the ostrich fern and bracken fern, two of the few edible ferns found in New Hampshire.
Ferns have adapted to nearly all habitats in the state.
Right, and we've got some great photos on the Something Wild website to help you identify all the fabulous fern fronds.
You can always take Something Wild with you when you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes.
Search for Something Wild and look for the green icon with the picture of the owl. I'm Dave Anderson.
And I'm Chris Martin. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.